Hello.
Hello, my name is Kevin. I'm a colleague with National Opinion Service. We are conducting a survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and nation. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am a black person.
Thank you so much, sir. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
I'm 91 years old.
Thank you, sir. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
I'll take 10, and I'm extremely motivated.
Thank you, sir. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you say strong Democrat, sir, or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am satisfied with the way the country is headed.
Thank you, sir. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame most? Biden administration and their policies? Big business and corporate price? The COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, Republicans in Congress, or other?
I would put the blame on wealthy people.
Okay, so would you say big business and corporate?
Big business, yes, I would.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. The first one is ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected. From 0 to 10, how important it is?
10.
Thank you, sir. Making sure corporations pay their fair shares in taxes from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, sir. Protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, sir. Improving K through 12 education from 0 to 10.
10, improving education, yes.
Yeah, making college more affordable from 0 to 10.
10.
And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
10.
Do you approve?
I approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards that people and organization. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Well, and the first one is Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you. What about Tim Scott?
I'm not familiar with Tim. I've heard the name, but I'm not familiar with him that much.
Thank you so much. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. What about Marianne Williamson?
I'm not familiar with that.
Thank you so much. And what about MAGA Republicans?
Who is that?
MAGA Republicans.
Mother Republicans?
Yeah, MAGA from Make America Great Again, Republicans.
Oh, no, 0 for that.
Thank you. And what about Black PAC?
What is Black CAC?
Oh, it's P as in Papa, A as in Charlie, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie. Black PAC.
I am not getting the...
Not familiar with that.
What you're saying.
Okay. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
I would vote for Biden.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Biden or Donald Trump?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to Black people in America today, sir? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
I'm concerned. I'm concerned, yes. Very concerned.
Very concerned. Well, thank you so much. I will read you 2 statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. Statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our communities safer. That's statement A. Statement B says, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our communities safer. Which of these statements do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
B.
Thank you. Would you say somewhat more or much more, at least?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say a lot, some, a little, nothing at all?
I've heard a lot.
Thank you, sir. What have you seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
What he's done with the pharmaceutical things and, in general, what he's done for the country.
Okay, would you say more favorable? I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gone and accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first one is, capped the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid. That for you is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important.
Well, people who need it, I think, is very important.
Thank you, sir. Invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open. It is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. A third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. That is for you very, somewhat, not very, or not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleagues and universities. It's very, somewhat, not very, or not at all important.
Very.
Thank you. Ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants to federal officers. Very, somewhat, not very, or not at all important.
That's very important.
Thank you so much, sir. We're almost there. Thank you so much for your patience. Now that you have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
It will be strongly, right?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you two statements that says some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Using a scale from 0 to 10, please tell me how important or convincing reason it is for you. And the first one says, Make America Great Again Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our story from American history. If they erase our story, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes of America's history and are at the risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all children for a more united future in order to emphasize contributions and importance of all of us, regardless of race, we must vote for it. From 0 to 10, how convincing that reason it is for you to vote in 2024?
10.
Thank you. Extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of the same-sex couples, and rejected the student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has a real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. From 0 to 10, how convincing reason that is for you to vote in 2024?
I would say a 10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, how motivated you are from 0 to 10 to vote in the next election?
I'm very, very motivated.
Okay, and what stood out you most from the argument you just heard?
What was the question?
What stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
Trying to change the history. I am diametrically opposed to that. You're teaching a lie if you don't tell the truth.
Thank you so much, sir. If you don't tell the truth, we are recalling that answer. And I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 years. I'm sorry, in the past 2 days. And the first one is TikTok. Did you use that in the past 2 days? No. Okay. What about YouTube?
No.
Facebook?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Apple News?
No.
Snapchat?
No.
And last one, Twitter?
No.
Thank you so much, sir. Just the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate study.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, or living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm widowed.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about the neighborhood do you live in, would you say nearly all, more than a half, about a half, or less than a half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
What was the question now? In my neighborhood, what?
Yeah, would you say nearly all, more than a half, about a half, less than a half, or hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
I have white neighbors and I live in a modern house.
Okay, would you say about a half of neighbors or less than a half?
I would have said that, about half of them.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? It is urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Thank you so much. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. Well, we already complete the survey. I do appreciate your kindness and time helping me with the questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of the day, okay?
Thank you.
Take care, sir. Bye.